الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم. وقال تعالى: واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر. وقال تبارك وتعالى: فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting, just to remind ourselves, must not be, today is a great day of Jumu'ah. We must not be neglectful of our Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. Every day, minimum, we should read 100 times, and Jumu'ah, as much as we can increase, we should increase. Also, for Jumu'ah, every day, we should read at least the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf in the morning, and the last 10 ayats at night. And on Jumu'ah, read the whole surah. And if we read the whole surah every day, it will be extremely beneficial for us. Also, after Jumu'ah, a person who reads 100 times, Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi, Allah Ta'ala will forgive 100,000 of his sins. And 24,000 sins of his parents, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Also, the month of Sha'ban has started. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh Allah's Nabi, we don't see you fasting so much in any other month as you fast in the month of Sha'ban." Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, "That is the month people are unmindful of it, the month between Rajab and Ramadan. It is the month, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the month, that is the whole month, when our actions are being presented by Allah Ta'ala. And like what we will say, the financials are being done the whole year. So they are being presented. And I love that my actions be presented as I am fasting. And particularly the highlight of this all presentation is the 15th of Sha'ban. So the 15th night we should spend in ibadat, and the 15th we should keep rozas. That was the practice of all our akabir also. They took great care of fasting on the 15th of Sha'ban as well. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam taught us a dua that we should build our fervor and desire for the month of Ramadan, which we should try and make regularly now. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. Oh Allah, give us the barakat of Rajab and Sha'ban and let us reach Ramadan. For it is a great, great occasion. And the other dua, اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّمْنَا لِرَمَضَانَ وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Oh Allah, keep us safe for Ramadan, our health, etc. And keep Ramadan safe for us, that there aren't problems in Ramadan, we can do our ibadat properly. And for the future, all the good that we did, let it be protected. Let us not lose our good. Accept it and let it be permanently accepted by you. We must not lose it anywhere on the way. Allah give us all tawfiq. This ayat that I have recited and a hadith also, they are referring to different occasions of the Bani Israel. And from all that, the important thing is we should take a lesson. And as we go along and explain, each one should of us should see in which group am I in. Think for myself. And in which group should I be? Am I in the right group? Because mort is coming to every one of us. And if we're not in the right group, we're facing great, great problems forever and ever in the akhirah. So the first incident, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. The people of the Bani Israel, Isa alayhi salam's time, and Dawood alayhi salam, they were cursed by the Nabi because of the wrong that they did. And then they were turned into pigs and into monkeys, swine and apes they were changed into because of the wrong they had done. And the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ask them, the Jews of your time, they were hiding this away, they kept it a top secret, that their forefathers, because, we will explain a bit more, the wrong they had done, Allah, on account of that, Allah changed them into swine and apes as well. They kept it a top secret because it was a thing of great shame for them, that their parents were changed into swine and apes. But Allah informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, they got a shock. Where you got this news from? But that also did not make them believe and understand that he's the Nabi of Allah. Allah has informed him. Otherwise, how will Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam know? So what was this incident? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has punished the Bani Israel because of the wrong that they used to do. وَسْأَلُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّفْقِ. They transgressed the laws of Allah Ta'ala. They broke the laws. And here is a great principle we should learn, that when we break the laws of Allah, we disobey Allah. Allah doesn't punish us immediately. He puts us into another test. And that test, if we pass the test, we come back. We are made tawbah. We are corrected. But unfortunately, by and large, what happens in the test, a person doesn't realize he's being tested also. And he goes more into evil, and he thinks that he's doing good. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They think they are guided, but they are totally misguided. An easy way to check that, Allah has always given us, that look in the mirror of the Quran and Hadith. Don't look in the mirror of the people, what they are saying. They say, I'm alright. No, I'm a balanced person. I'm not an extremist, etc. Don't worry what the people say. We are not going to be judged by the people. Yeah, they judge us, but their judgment means nothing. Their judgment has got nothing to do with us. Worry what Allah's judgment is. So look in the Quran and Hadith and see whether we are pleasing Allah and we are following the ways of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we disobey Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala puts us into a test. And then if we pass the test, alhamdulillah, we are again saved. But if we go further wrong, that is what happened with the Bani Israel. They went further astray. And what was the test which Allah Ta'ala had put to them? And this was just a test because of their wrongdoing. That Saturday was their Sabbath, their big day for the Jews. And they were not allowed to do any dunya's work. They were a fishing community who were on the shores of the Red Sea. And they should earn their living by fishing. But Allah made it such that on Saturday they can't work, they can't earn their living. They must only do ibadah. We are permitted to do business on Jummah, preferably after Jummah. Before Jummah, we should preferably not do business, but we are permitted to do. But they were not permitted to do anything of dunya, not even put a switch on for light. Nothing of dunya. They are, till today, that is the law for the Jews. They are not allowed to do. But Saturday, now they are not allowed to earn, and the fish should be plenty in the water. Plenty. And as soon as Saturday is finished, Sunday comes, no fish in the water. From Sunday till Thursday, no fish in the water. And they are fishing community, and they have to fish, but there is no fish. And the day they fish, they are not permitted to fish. So this was a test from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah puts us also in test when we disobey. They disobeyed Allah and they transgressed their bounds. So Allah put that test on them. Then a very important thing to see, that the Jews were always very shrewd and very sly. So what they did, two riwayat, that on Friday night they put nets in the water. And they didn't fish. all the fish got caught in the net. So whole Saturday they didn't fish, they carried on with their ibadah. And Sunday morning they took out the net, they got all the fish. So they played around with Allah Ta'ala. They made a fool of Allah. That we won't fish on Saturday, but we will do it in this way. Another narration is, what they did from the sea, they made channels of water coming into dams. And then the water used to come on the Saturday, and with the water the fish also came. And after the fish had Saturday night, then they just blocked that channels again. So the water can't go back, the fish can't go back. So the fish are caught here. Then they fish them on Sunday, which is now permitted. So it was just making a trick with Allah Ta'ala. So this also we must be very careful. Many tricks we also play with Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is the paying of our zakat, many people play very funny tricks, and you can't trick Allah, you are fooling yourself. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They think they are fooling Allah Ta'ala and the people of Iman, but they are only fooling themselves. They are not fooling anyone else. They are destroying themselves. Today also, this is what we have to see, that there are not only ordinary Muslims in many other things also. We say we are not breaking the law of Allah, but we are breaking it. For example, we have birthday parties, and we say, where in the Quran is this haram? But Quran and Hadith don't permit anything out of Quran. We have to live our whole life in the Quran, not outside things. Birthday parties are not part of Islam. And whether it is birthday party like Milad also of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also is not permitted. Only what is in Islam, that is what is permitted. Anyway, that has got a lot of detail. And the other thing is, the new things today, that many of our ulama also are involved in. Like for example, for promoting the Gulen movement. The Gulen movement is this man Gulen from Turkey, and he is directly under the White House of America. And they have taught him to propagate a deen which is a modern deen, not of the sunnat way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And full deen to oppose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen. A complete modern deen where, like for example, there is no miswak. In fact, miswak is made a big joke about. All those things. Or promoting deen on the TV, YouTube, etc. Or the interfaith movement that we have now, the Abrahamic Accord, all those things. So all those people, these are the people, like the Bani Israel, they changed the laws of Allah. And all these people say, we are serving Islam. We are making a khidmat of deen. And so sad that how many ulama will introduce them and say this man is doing so much khidmat of deen and people are benefiting from him so much when he's doing the very antithesis, the very opposite of deen. How can that be khidmat of deen? When he's killing deen, when he's destroying deen, when he's bringing a new type of deen, this is exactly what the Bani Israel did also. So when this happens, then from these incidents, from each incident separately and putting them all together, and ahadith also, as much as my little knowledge is, and as little as what I understood, person with more knowledge and more understanding will have much more also from the Quran. The Quran is filled with all this. So what was it? Yeah, the people of the fish, the Sabbath, that they were not allowed to fish on the Saturday, they got divided into three groups. The one group were those who broke the laws of Allah. They put their nets or they made those channels to catch the fish, but they say, we're not fishing on a Saturday, we fulfill the law of Allah. And on Sunday we are permitted to fish, so now we are fishing. Like all these people, we say we're doing deen's work. But it's not deen's work, it's the opposite of deen, it's killing deen. So that was the one group. Then there was another group that stopped them. that what you are doing is wrong. Don't do this. Allah's punishment will come. In that, there were two types of groups that we learned. One other group from the Hadith. From the Quran, we learned one group that stopped them, and when they did not listen, they built a wall between them. They completely separated themselves from these people. You people don't want to listen to the truth. You don't want to follow deen. We have got nothing to do with you. And that comes in the Hadith to have that attitude also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made one dua. Oh Allah, let not any such person have a favor on me who breaks your laws. Because of his favor, I will love him. I will appreciate you did this for me, did that for me. But he's breaking your laws. Then I will be in a catch-22 situation. That his favors are on me and he wants that he's breaking the... So don't let any... From there, the ulama have written that it is our iman that those people who break the laws of Allah, we must have nothing to do with them. In fact, we must hate them. If we don't hate them, it's a deficiency of our love of Allah. If we love our friend, our parents we love. The friends of our parents are our friends. And the enemies of our parents are our enemies. So those who are the friends of Allah must be our friends. And those who are the enemies of Allah must be our enemies. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes, if we don't find that hatred in our heart for those who break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, it's a deficiency in our iman and deficiency in our love for Allah Ta'ala. That we don't have enough love for Allah, that's why those who go against Allah, we love those people. So anyway, that was one group that they were very strict and they had nothing to do with those people. Then there was another group which also stopped them. Don't do this. What you are doing is wrong. But the next day, they socialized with them. They ate with them. They joked with them. They were friends with them. That comes in the Hadith Sharif. Then Allah Ta'ala joined their heart. And then Allah made it that they were completely not only destroyed, then they were these people also who were stopping them. But they kept on meeting with them, socializing with them. They were also changed into pigs and swine. So that was one group. So one group that were committing the gunas. Another group that stopped them and had nothing to do with them. Another group that stopped them but still socialized with them. They also got destroyed. And with regard to that group, we read in the Hadith Sharif that when Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala was going to punish a certain locality for all the wrong they were doing, when Jibreel alayhi salam came with Allah's punishment, Jibreel alayhi salam went back to Allah. Ya Allah, in that community there is one great buzur who hasn't disobeyed you to the extent of a wink of an eye. So pious he is. He hasn't disobeyed you to the extent of a wrinkle on the forehead. He was completely, Allah said, start with him. Because when the others were doing wrong, he did not stop them. So that is also, if we think, so the fourth group are what are called the Sakitin. Those people who keep quiet. That where people are doing what they want to do, leave them, what can we do? We don't do anything. They also get involved in that punishment. Those who keep quiet and don't talk, they also get involved in that punishment. In there was this one group also which the Quran Sharif says, لِمَ تَعِذُوا قَوْمًا. Why do you expect this people, speak to this people? They're not going to listen. They're going to do what they're going to do. So don't speak to them. So there are many people today in us that we say, don't speak against the wrong. They're not going to listen. If they're not going to listen, you don't speak against it. This is also a dangerous group who are open for the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, and they discourage the people who are speaking the haq, and they are opposing the batil. And we tell them, don't speak. And there are many people. How many people came to me? Our people, like good people. They say, why are you speaking about all this? Keep quiet about this. There are a lot of other things to speak about. So those people are also in a very serious position, who discourage that you must speak, that you mustn't speak against the batil. They try and put you down. They try and control you. Then there is another group also that they are not involved in the wrong, but they support those people who are in the wrong. They will host them, for example. They will give them red carpet treatment. You will see that they will invite such ulama for bayans also. And those ulama will be speaking all the haram, kufr things. And they are invited and they are given red carpet treatment. And there, the top business people are usually involved in that. And those people, and all the circle of people you see in their da'wahs, they are more or less the same people always. And they are hosting these people. So they are not involved in the haram themselves. They are not promoting it themselves. But they are supporting the people. So that group is also very strong amongst us. And we have to fear. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this turning into apes and swine will be till qiyamat in my ummah also it will be. We have to be very, Allah gives a lot of time. When you do wrong, Allah doesn't take you to task. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, when somebody is caught doing wrong, and he says it's the first time, be sure he's lying. Allah never catches a person and exposes a person the first time he does wrong. He has been doing it for a long time. And when the cup is overflowing, that is when Allah exposes a person. Otherwise, Allah gives you enough time to make tawbah istighfar, to change your life, but you don't and you persist with your wrong, then Allah exposes you. So whenever a person is exposed in his guna, it's not the first time he has done that guna. He has been doing it for a long time. So those people also, we should be very careful. So all we should think in this, there are these various groups. One group are those who are actually committing the wrong. In our time, not fishing on a Saturday, that doesn't apply to us. We are promoting, for example, the Gulen movement, which is total kufr. We are promoting Abrahamic Accord. We have interfaith movement. We are TV and YouTube. We are promoting and we are proving it's right. That is how we can spread Islam, etc. Or going to the universities where we are learning schools and universities where we are learning secular education. And secular, always I say, don't take my word for it. Go and check the meaning of secular, Google it, go and look in the dictionary. Secular is just another name for atheism. That Allah does not have to learn something that Allah, in which Allah doesn't exist. How can that be permissible? And then not only that, at least to open our eyes, it's a daily occurrence that our girls who are going to primary school, forget high school and university, almost on a daily basis we get reports of haram pregnancies, and then haram abortions, and then suicidal cases, and then become drug addicts, alcoholics because they want to drown their sorrows. All that, how can that be permissible? And so that's the one group who are openly. So the other group are we those who are opposing them. And they are, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. When they forgot what we reminded them, Allah says, ذُكِّرُوا. Over and over we reminded them. We gave them different reminders, but they paid no attention. Like they just forgot it, it doesn't exist. ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ. We saved those people who were stopping them from the wrong. Allah gave those people salvation. أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وذيكن فرن وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بما كانوا يكسبون بعذاب بعيث بما كانوا يكسبون. We made them suffer a terrible punishment. So we mustn't be in that group. We must be the ones who stop them. And we must not be on those people. We tell them what is wrong, whether it's our family members. They are doing wrong, but we still socialize with them. We still speak to them. How many ayahs? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu aduwi wa aduwakum awliya min dun. Don't take my enemies and who are your enemies. Don't make them your friends. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا. Those who are making a joke out of your deen, don't make them your friends. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا آباءكم وإخوانكم أولياء إن استحبوا الكفر على الإيمان. How many ayahs? The Quran is full of this ayah, but how we don't see. So we mustn't be in the group who are committing all the terrible gunas. We must be in the group who are stopping them. Not in the group who are stopping them and still socializing with them. We mustn't be in the group who are the sakiteen. We keep quiet. I don't want to do anything. I just want to be neutral. The ones who are neutral, لا إله إلا ولا إله إلا. They are the munafiqeen. And those, if we don't support the truth, and we don't disassociate with the batil, we are not the true friends of Allah. That we just want to be neutral. And many people, many ulama also, we don't want to be with this ulama, we don't want to be with that ulama. That is not a sign of iman at all. That is a sign of no iman or very weak iman. If we don't, we have to, the friends of our friends, the friends of our Nabi are our friends. The enemies of our Nabi, how can they be our friends? The Shias, how can they be our friends when they are the enemies of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And they speak ill of the Sahaba. So we have to, one prominent alim of our country, responsible for great work of deen, he said that two famous ulama phoned him and told him, see, since the work you are engaged in, you must not take sides, whether this group of ulama or that group of ulama. He says, I told him, how can't I take sides? I have to support the Haq. That I mustn't take sides with the Haq, how can that be possible? So I told him, we should tell them one more thing, and I have to disassociate with the batil. And I have to make it known, I've got nothing to do with the people of batil. And according to hadith, in fact, we should hate the people, not only the kufr, people of kufr, but the people who are the wrongdoers. So much it is like Imam Ghazali has explained, that it must be in our jizra, I want to see them also. If we have to meet them, sometimes we meet them. But like no happiness, not joking, laughing, etc. And that causes, which Quran, the Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. We say that they are doing it wrong. Photography they are taking is haram, it's not permissible. Then all the other things going on, TV, YouTube, etc. All this interface. But we meet with them openly and we joke with them. People who are seen, they say, but what's happening here? You say they are wrong, but you're laughing and joying with them. So it means there's nothing wrong. Otherwise, you won't be laughing like that. So are they wrong or are they not wrong? Are you wrong or right? People get confused. لَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you are concealing the truth by your action. When you mix with them like that freely, Allah says you are hiding the truth. And you know you are hiding the truth. So what will that punishment be by Allah Ta'ala? So the khulasa, the summary of all this, there's various incidents and what comes in the Hadith Sharif. Hadith Sharif it comes, but Israel were destroyed when the people were doing wrong, all this fishing on the set of other wrong. The other people stopped them, but they kept on socializing with them. Then Allah joined their hearts and their hearts became one. Then Allah sent this punishment and made all of them pigs and swine. So we must not be the people who are doing the wrong. We must be those people who are stopping them. And if we associate, just to tell them this is wrong. Otherwise we don't associate. We don't stop them and still socialize with them also. And we don't keep quiet about it also. That I want to be neutral. I don't want all these problems in my life. I don't want to get involved in all this. Vast majority of the people are like that. The ulama are like that, the vast majority of the ulama. We don't want to get involved. These people also, they also doing good work. These are also doing good work. Analyze it. See who is doing the good work. So we must not be among those people who are not la ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula. We must make it known that we are with the people of truth. And we are not with the people of batil. And all this is not just a matter of dunya's life. I'm going to my qabr. When mort is going to come to me, in what condition is my mort coming to me? Am I supporting the people of batil? I didn't disassociate with them. I associated with the people of haq. What will be my condition in the qabr? And there we're going to be forever and ever. Till the day of Qiyamah. And after that, according to the same thing, our decision on the day of Qiyamah. So it is a very important and serious matter for each one. to think, don't worry about who's doing right and wrong. What's my condition? Which side am I? Am I on the right side? Am I on the wrong side? I have to worry about myself. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.